This is VOA News. By a remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Kabul University Monday that killed 22 people, including students, the group's Amaq News agency said. In a message posted on Telegram, the group claimed to have, quote, killed and injured 80 Afghan judges, investigators, and security personnel, end quote, who gathered on completion of a training program. The death toll released by Afghan officials is much lower at 22 and does not mention the killing of judges or prosecutors. Officials said multiple students had been killed. Months of campaigning comes down to a final day Monday for U.S. presidential candidates to convince undecided voters and urge their supporters to vote. Republican President Donald Trump and former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden are holding events in multiple states that will be among the most important in determining the outcome in Tuesday's election. The common stop on their itineraries is Pennsylvania, a state where Biden has been ahead in recent polls, but which Trump won in 2016. The winner of Pennsylvania earns 20 of the 270 electoral votes a candidate needs to earn a four-year term in the White House. Results from Election Day will not be official until weeks later, and the world will be watching. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday it will focus on the actions of the new administration rather than who wins the White House. A ministry spokesman told reporters, quote, more than the result of the election, we will pay attention to the actions, end quote, of whoever is president. Since unilaterally withdrawing from a landmark nuclear deal with Tehran and world powers in 2018, the Republican administration of President Trump has reimposed and extended crippling sanctions on Iran. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump is publicly floating the idea of firing Dr. Anthony Fauci after tomorrow's election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Over the weekend, Fauci told the Washington Post the nation will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt as it faces the biggest coronavirus outbreak since the spring. He says Joe Biden is taking the pandemic seriously from a public health perspective. The president's frustrated. The pandemic's still a headline.
You turn in the news, COVID, 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 COVID.
At a rally yesterday in Florida, supporters calling on the president to CAM, the nation's top infectious disease expert. The president has said he was worried about the political blowback of firing Fauci before the election. Now,
don't tell anybody, but let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Small shopkeepers in France have complained about being forced to close while supermarkets are allowed to sell, quote, non-essential goods, end quote, such as shoes, clothes, beauty products, and flowers, because they also sell food. Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said Monday French supermarkets would face the same limits on selling non-essential goods, but shop owners were not allowed to challenge the lockdown in place until at least December 1st. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there would be no big New Year parties in Germany, but families should be able to get together for Christmas but limit private contacts. She told a news conference, quote, the light at the end of the tunnel is still quite a long way off. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says he will self-quarantine after being identified as a contact of a person who tested positive for COVID-19. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The WHO's Tedros wrote on Twitter late Sunday that he's well and without symptoms, but will self-quarantine anyway in coming days in line with WHO protocols and work from home. The tweet did not identify who among his contacts had been infected. The UN Health Agency is based in Geneva, where cases are increasing and where tighter restrictions have been announced aimed to curb the spread of the virus. More than 1,000 new cases have been recorded each day recently in an area of just 500,000 people. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In what one rescue worker calls a miracle, extraction teams brought two girls out alive Monday from the wreckage of their collapsed apartment buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir. This comes 3 days after a strong earthquake hit Turkey and Greece. Onlookers applauded in joy and relief as ambulances carrying the girls rushed to hospitals immediately after their rescues. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.